Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, poised to gain from Alaska land, road policy shifts. Trilogy Metals Inc. is poised to benefit from recent policy shifts in Alaska. The overturning of the Central Yukon Resource Management Plan and advancements in the Ambler Access Project are key developments for the company. These changes unlock millions of acres for development and pave the way for the proposed 211-mile road connecting Trilogy Metals projects. These moves reduce regulatory obstacles and enhance the prospects for Trilogy Metals' copper-dominant polymetallic projects. The recent legislative actions mark significant inflection points for the company, setting the stage for increased value and growth opportunities.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. executes a confidentiality agreement with DroneShield Limited to deliver counter-UAS capabilities for Nexus 20. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. has executed a confidentiality agreement with DroneShield Limited to deliver counter-unmanned aerial systems capabilities for the Nexus 20 platform. This agreement, requested by the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, builds on previous collaborations with Babcock International, Nokia Solutions and Networks Oy, and Ericsson Limited. By incorporating DroneShield's expertise in counter-drone technology, the Nexus 20 will offer enhanced CUAS capabilities for protection against aerial threats. The program aims to deliver 50 platforms for modern defense operations, combining secure communications and defense expertise to create a unique global solution.
State Roundup. Audit says agency may have housed foster kids with sex offenders. Lawmakers to schedule hearings. Community blasts landfill discharge request. An audit revealed that Maryland's Social Services Administration may have housed foster children with registered sex offenders, among other concerning findings, such as lack of medical care and children living in hotels. Lawmakers plan to hold hearings on these allegations. Additionally, a Baltimore County landfill's request to discharge toxic runoff into the Gunpowder River faced backlash from the community. Senate President Bill Ferguson is hesitant to commit to redrawing congressional maps before the next census. Comptroller Brooke Learman launched her re-election bid, aiming to modernize the office. A new state park will celebrate the family who founded the Afro newspaper. Baltimore County lacks free public pools, unlike the city. Microsoft is opening a quantum research center near the University of Maryland to make the state a hub for quantum science.
Teamsters demand fair deal at Ralph's. Southern California Teamsters are demanding a fair contract from Ralph's Grocery Company, owned by Kroger, the nation's largest supermarket chain. Negotiations are reaching a critical point as the contract is set to expire on September 21, 2025. Key issues include protecting jobs from automation, fair pay to reflect the high cost of living, maintaining healthcare benefits, and strengthening retirement security. Teamsters emphasize the importance of safeguarding community safety and the future of working families in Southern California. President of Teamsters Joint Council 42, Chris Griswold, stated that unless a fair deal is reached by September 21st, their members are prepared to take action. Teamsters Joint Council 42 represents 22 local unions and nearly 250,000 active and retired members across Southern California, Southern Nevada, Hawaii, and Guam.
Policymakers meet on Capitol Hill to shape the global future of digital assets. Policymakers from around the world are set to convene on Capitol Hill for the Future of Money, Governance, and the Law Summit on October 29 to 30, 2025. Key figures include Kyle Hopman, chair of the U.S. National Credit Union Administration, and Lisa Cameron, chair of the UK-US Crypto Alliance. Local leaders like Ebony Thompson and Amelia Powers-Gardner are also making waves in blockchain governance. The event, co-hosted by the Government Blockchain Association and The Edge of Company, will feature speakers from diverse backgrounds showcasing blockchain innovation in government. Limited tickets are available for the approval-based event with an exclusive gala dinner reception. Advance tickets for the gala are on sale until the end of September. Learn more about the event and apply now.
HKTDC welcomes 2025 policy address. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, welcomes the policy address delivered today by Hong Kong SAR Chief Executive John Lee. It outlines initiatives to deepen international exchange and cooperation, support mainland enterprises in overseas expansion, and inject strong momentum into Hong Kong's growth. Measures include establishing the task force on supporting mainland enterprises in going global, setting up the Economic and Trade Express, injecting $1.43 billion into the BUT Fund, and supporting the HKDC's E-Commerce Express and Hong Kong Shopping Festival. The chief executive unveiled the creation of the Go Global Task Force and the Economic and Trade Express to enable Hong Kong and mainland companies to expand overseas. The HKTDC will leverage its network and experience to support these initiatives and promote Hong Kong as a connector linking mainland China and the world. The HKTDC will continue to support SMEs, drive reform and innovation, and strengthen competitiveness in the international market.
Albania PM unveils AI minister to stamp out corruption. Albania has introduced an AI program named Diella into its cabinet, not as a technology minister, but as an AI-powered figure in Prime Minister Edi Rama's lineup. While the AI minister may seem like a joke to some, companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, are continuing to produce cutting-edge tech products. AI Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Q&A with Eldad Guthelf, Senior Vice President of Real Estate at Kassirer. Eldad Guthelf, Senior Vice President of Real Estate at Kassirer, leads a team of 10 policy experts helping clients navigate the political demands of development in NYC. With a background in urban planning, Eldad brings a unique perspective to the intersection of real estate and government relations. His work involves strategic client conversations, internal collaboration, and on-site visits to understand the community landscape. Key skills for government relations include technical knowledge, political awareness, and trustworthiness. Eldad emphasizes the role of a lobbyist as a translator, aligning developer and community priorities. One notable project involved Metro North rezoning in the Bronx, showcasing the balance between public interest and private investment. Navigating NYC's real estate environment is complex due to zoning, community input, and political considerations, requiring creativity and persistence. The City of Yes initiative aims to streamline zoning rules, providing clarity for developers, investors, and financiers. Looking ahead, New York must focus on inclusive growth, infrastructure, and transparent decision-making to sustain its vibrancy and competitiveness.
New Pacific Metals Corp. TX. It looks forward to Bolivia presidential runoff, hoping for increased foreign investment support. Bolivia anticipates a shift towards pro-business policies with the upcoming presidential runoff, potentially opening doors for increased foreign investment, especially in the mining sector. New Pacific Metals Corp., holding two major undeveloped silver projects, sees this as an opportunity to capitalize on rising global silver demand. The country's vast mineral wealth has been largely untapped due to government barriers, but the changing political landscape post-election could signal a more investor-friendly environment. As the runoff approaches, New Pacific Metals looks forward to potential advancements in project development and increased support for foreign investment in Bolivia. Georgia's OWN expands partnership with University of Georgia Athletics.
Georgia's own credit union is expanding its partnership with the University of Georgia Athletic Program with a focus on women's sports. The agreement includes the painting of the credit union logo on the softball field at Jack Turner Softball Stadium, a historic first at any UGA facility. This partnership underscores the growing interest in women's athletics, with Georgia's own becoming the presenting sponsor of the 2026 UGA softball team. Head coach Tony Baldwin praised the investment, highlighting the opportunities it provides for student athletes. In addition to softball, Georgia's own will increase its visibility at football, men's basketball, gymnastics meets, and women's basketball games. This partnership marks a significant moment for Georgia athletics, showcasing support for women's sports and the future of female student athletes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.